Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We frequently hear about entrepreneurs and their amazing accomplishments. People like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Red McCombs, Graham Weston. But what is it that made them entrepreneurs, and how do we get to be like that? Not necessarily become billionaires, although that would be fantastic, but what about finding phenomenal success in different areas of our lives and in areas of our passion, particularly in starting and running nonprofit charities? You can be an entrepreneur in helping people. And we're joined by Bill Schley. He is an award-winning branding expert. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a lifelong entrepreneur. His newest book is called The Unstoppables, and it's co-written with Graham Weston, an entrepreneur of Rackspace. We invite you to join our conversation as we talk about starting businesses and finding your passion in these businesses or nonprofits or charities, 501c3s. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. You can also go to the comments section on our show page on the website at tpr.org. And so welcome, Bill Schley, here on The Source.
How are you? Good to be here.
It's going great. So earlier today, we stole you because you were at Geekdom talking to people who are trying to figure out how they can find the force of being an entrepreneur. And so how did that work out?
Well, today we actually were talking about an aspect of being a successful business person, which is how you brand your product or your company. My background is, I call it my field of medicine, but I mean, I was a branding guy. I was actually a madman not that long ago, but in New York and Madison Avenue, and I learned about branding and advertising, and that's what I did. I started writing books about branding. So today I was talking to entrepreneurs about how you get that one big idea that sets your business apart and why that's important to do.
Right, and this is something that any business or even individual, what is your individual brand
right.
as you go through life and you compete against other people for jobs and opportunities?
Right.
And, you know, here in South Texas, branding means lots of things. It also means what we used to stamp on the back of a cattle, the head of cat, as you know, and you separate them from the herd.
Who, yes.
who what is that person's distinctive characteristic yep. that makes them special? You don't brand the entire cow, you only have to do like a 3-inch space on the hindquarters, but that's enough to set something apart.
Well, if you're in business or if you're in a nonprofit, you're asking people to trust you with a choice. In business, in a retail store, someone's got to buy a pair of shoes and they want to buy the best pair of shoes, and most people don't have the money to buy thousands of pairs of shoes. So they need to make a choice for your pairs of shoes. But when in a nonprofit, you're competing with thousands and thousands of profit. They're all nonprofits, all doing the good work, all doing that. But yet you have to make a choice of where am I going to spend my precious dollars? And most of us aren't so rich that
you're competing for those donations.
That's right.
And for grants and
That's
things.
That's right. So if you run that nonprofit, you have an obligation and you believe in your cause. You have an obligation to do two things. First, explain to people why it matters, why it's important, in a way that they can remember it, and set it apart from 100 other ones, 1,000 other ones. And then you have to – so that idea – and then you have to make it famous. You have to let them know that you're out there. They need to know because they need to choose you. They just don't know it yet. And no one's going to help them make that choice if you don't.
Right. And so earlier today you were at Geekdom,
yeah.
and this is a local effort trying to help startups
mm-hmm.
get and find individuals here in San Antonio and get them empowered with the knowledge of like very much like Rackspace. It's kind of in Graham Weston. He started
yeah.
Rackspace, and he's helping Geekdom go. And
mm-hmm.
Graham Weston, he co-wrote your book, the new book, The Unstoppables.
Right.
So there's a lot of crossover there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we sort of did this thing because we believe that the world needs millions and millions of more entrepreneurs, that really the entrepreneurs are going to make our future. And especially in America, which we're the original startup nation. You know, that's what we always were. Sometimes we forget that. So sometimes people sort of wonder about what our future as a country. If we can get mobilize as many entrepreneurs as there really are out there to invent things. And it's not just invent things, but just start things and do things that weren't there before. That's how that's how this country has always flourished, and it will continue to. And we still have it in our DNA to do that. So that's why we wanted to write the book. We were looking for, you know, in branding, you learn to look for one thing at the center of that brand. What's the one big idea that you stand for? And some of the famous brands have done that successfully. You know, Volvo cars around the world, they're known as the safe car. That's their one idea of a difference. They own that idea. Other Timex watches were the tough watch. You know, that's, and so they've done that kind of thing, but they've always looked for one thing at the center. What's the most important thing? And we realized that if we could find that for entrepreneurship, we're sort of applying the same principles that we did in branding. Let's apply that. Let's find that one thing at the center, and then maybe everything will sort of follow from that. And we found something that really surprised us, actually, when we looked into it.
It's what was the surprise?
Well, the surprise was that people think it's all about business knowledge and business mechanics and financial mechanics and all the things you learn in business school. We realized it was about the emotional mechanics. We realized that it was ability to step up and take a step forward, which means you always have to overcome some fear. There is no change or no first step that anyone makes in life, even a Navy SEAL, that isn't accompanied with a little bit of fear. And once you understand that and you say, I'm going to take that step anyway because of something that I believe in strongly enough and keep going, you overcome those things. You get started. Then the key is to keep going. And it's really this emotional ability to deal with fear. And then, again, it sounds very touchy-feely, but we learned this from the Navy SEALs. They told us the thing that keeps them going is love.
Hard love to believe. For their
love for their teammates, love for the mission, love for one another, love for something that's so strong and powerful that nothing's going to get them to quit. And when you talk to entrepreneurs, too, that start companies, they get down to a lot of the same stuff. They'll say, look, the only difference is the entrepreneur gets up and takes a swing at the ball and he keeps swinging. Everybody else quits. Entrepreneur just wants it bad enough and keeps on swinging, and eventually he hits it. It's really not that much more complicated. So the entrepreneurs are not more, they're not smarter, they're not richer. People think you have to be like Bill Gates and be a genius with it. None of those things is true. You wouldn't believe how ordinary most entrepreneurs are, but they just got started. So what stops them is almost as important as starting them, and what gets them started, and that was the fear stuff.
Yeah, the fear question, that's amazing. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who would love to start a charity or a nonprofit, that they're afraid of it's going to be – there's risk involved. Will it work? Will it flop? How will
that's
I survive?
Right. Will I be embarrassed if it fails? If I tell people that I'm doing this thing, if it doesn't succeed, what happens if it doesn't? I can't. I don't know how. The thing is that it's amazing when you talk about how many entrepreneurs that started, how much they didn't know. They didn't have a killer idea. They had a little germ of an idea that was just that was basically copying something else, but maybe a little tiny bit different. And they went out with that idea. And as they got in motion, this is the key. Once they got in motion, once they get going, then they started to see all the opportunities. Then they started to see how to fix it, make it better. They made some stumbles. Every time they stumbled, though, every time they failed, they got smarter. They got better. They will tell you that it's that simple. And eventually, if they don't quit.
Right. They failed their way to success.
They really do.
All right. We're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about entrepreneurship, what that is, how it can help you in your life, in your daily life. It can help you, start a business and also start a nonprofit. We want to take your questions and comments. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. With me in the studio, Bill Schley. He's an award-winning branding expert. He's an author and a speaker. He's written a new book with Graham Weston from Rackspace, The Unstoppables. So call in, ask questions. Here's your chance. You know, if you got a question about starting a business, do it now. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about entrepreneurship, starting a business, starting a nonprofit, or just taking the energy of entrepreneurship and using that in your daily life and anywhere you want to do it. We're talking with Bill Schley. He is an expert in this area, and branding expert, author, and a speaker. He's got a new book out called The Unstoppables, co-written with Graham Weston of Rackspace. Your calls, we want them. The number is 614-8980. You could also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. We were talking about fear and love earlier, about how those are big factors in making this this happen. I can imagine love, if you're starting a nonprofit, just love for the mission, love for the people that you're helping and trying to make it, because people really want to make a difference with their lives.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think a lot of people that start businesses, they really want to build something. They have a vision of someplace they want to go, and they just want to get there so bad. They just start going, and they try, and they solve problems along the way. I think that people that start nonprofits want to fix something. I think there's something, there's a pain in the world, there's a problem that really, and it would be fine. They would just donate money but there isn't something fixing it, and they realize that they need to step up and start that, and they start a nonprofit to do that.
Okay, let's get some calls on the air. Andres is called in. Andres, go ahead. You're on the source. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I had a question regarding entrepreneurship. I'm newly graduated, so I'm trying to get into the business world right now. What sort of advice would you have for someone who, you know, feels like they have the ideas, just maybe not the avenue to get these sort of, entrepreneurship type ideas up and running? I'll go ahead and take my answer off the air. Thank you.
All right, Andres, thanks for your question. Good question. So, Bill?
Andres, is it? Hi there. First of all, nobody has the avenue when they start. So you're just joining the club. What you have is a passion, and you have some ideas, and they sound like you think they're pretty good ideas. The number one thing, and again, when we talk to the Navy SEALs and people like that, because they understand how to deal with fear and risk and failure, they will tell you that the number one success factor is to get yourself on a team, because teams create synergy that is really unstoppable. So the SEALs never go out unless they're on a four-man team. What that means is that if you've got ideas, the best thing you can do, if possible, if you have somebody else who shares some of your enthusiasm, your passion, team up with someone if you can. Be on the lookout for teammates. That's what Geekdom is all about. Geekdom was a collaborative workspace where entrepreneurs, some of them are solo entrepreneurs, meet other people, and they not only build their ideas, but they also start to put together that founding team of two, three, or four people. That's like – so – and we said, you know, everyone says, what's your idea? Well, we say, ask two questions. What's my idea and who's my team? Those are the fundamental questions, because the team will transcend those ideas. Even if you're by yourself now, stay on the lookout. Meet people, network. Eventually that will start to happen. You'll find people you want to team up with.
All right. Winslow has called in. Let's get Winslow on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Is this the Winslow that I know?
This is the Winslow that you know.
Hi, Winslow.
Very famous Bill Schley.
Thank you. A great entrepreneur is calling in, everyone.
So I have a question, actually, about how a small entrepreneur and a startup gets famous. And I know you've talked about how Nike owns and has branded Air, and Florida has branded Sunshine, and the Bahamas have branded Sand. But how do we, us little guys, even if we have a brilliant idea of what our difference is, what is the best way, if I'm asking you to mentor me and other guys like me, how do we get famous for that one huge difference that we make?
Right. I think the first thing is, we talked about this today too, the first thing is have an absolute crystal clear idea of what that difference is, so that you can keep pounding that nail over and over again and stand for something. So many people have a list of things that they do well, but because they have a long list of things, no one can remember what sets them apart. So have the courage to narrow that thing down to the one thing you stand for. Then I'm presuming we're starting without money, because money cures a lot of problems in branding. If you have lots and lots of money, millions of dollars, you can brand anything. I mean, you look at the big companies that do that with television commercials, but let's assume that you don't. So you get that idea started, you get some words to articulate that idea, you get your team together, you start in business, and then today you do have the social media, which is and websites, which help that process along. I think it's a slow process, because you have to start. It's like a hockey stick curve. You've got to start with one or two customers. But as long as the product is good enough so somebody wants to come back and buy it again, that's the key. Then they'll buy it again, but the key things are going to tell someone else. And that's how it grows. Someone's going to tell someone, going to sell someone, and people are going to come back, and that's how your base is going to grow. If you have money to spend, you can accelerate it. If you don't, it's more organic. But every business started this way. But I mean, the key again is to figure out what that idea is, get the language that articulates it, and come up with your set of words. Can I say, by the way, too, people said, well, you know, they think branding is just for, you know, banks and retail stores. It's not for nonprofits. But look at that. When nonprofits use some of the tools of branding, one of my favorite ones is you name your nonprofit Save the Children. Now, Save the Children is a whole story in three words. Save the Children. It immediately creates this emotion when I say it. And that's a brilliant thing. That's a brilliant way to name your charity and to set you apart. George Bush famously created a program for kids in schools. He didn't call it the government school advancement program. He called it No Child Left Behind. He's using those principles to tell stories in just a few words, which is just the same principles that we use to brand things. Okay. So, yes.
All right. So, Bill Schley, he's an award-winning branding expert. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a lifelong entrepreneur. He's got a new book out called The Unstoppables. It's co-written with Graham Weston of Rackspace. We invite you to join the conversation. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us your questions and comments to The Source at tpr.org. Jack has called in. Jack, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, just a question for Bill. I'm in the underwater treasure hunting business, and I look for investors. But lots of times I find with small investors, angel investors, or maybe even with crowdfunding, that their desire is to basically live vicariously through me without ever wanting to invest. And if they do, then they want to take up all my time. Mm-hmm. So I'm at a point where I've almost got to tell them, no, either you have X amount of dollars or not. I think it's a time issue that they want to take up so much of your time. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that's just typical of angel investors or crowdfunding, or is it more so?
Well, if you get a super cool job like being an underwater treasure hunter, that's...
I was going to say, yeah, you know, if you were like a tax accountant, I don't think people would be coming up and wanting to take all your time all day to hear what you're in a very sexy, exciting, adventurous job. And so it goes with the territory. I'm sure that there's also, I'm sure you're pretty popular at, you know, when it comes to meeting members of the opposite sex too. I think that you have to learn to say no, obviously, and you've only got so much time, and time is your only asset, really. So, if people are serious, but when people aren't serious, I mean, it's just be polite, but let them know that you know, you need to, you know, you're in a serious business on a serious mission, and you need to talk to people that have money.
Also, you've talked about immigrant energy and entrepreneurship. What is that?
Well, I think you know, when immigrants came to this country, or a lot of countries, they have a high number of businesses that, you know, they start a business at a high rate for a couple of reasons. One is they used to come here poor. They had nothing to lose. I mean, if they went out there and they started a business and failed, you know what? It couldn't be worse than where they were then, which was penniless and hungry. So why not? I mean, literally, why not go for it? The other thing is that immigrants would come and no one would hire them. My dad was from grew up in Brooklyn in New York, and they're from a community. They felt that people wouldn't hire them if they didn't start their own businesses, and so they did. So mother's the necessity, but of invention. But so there's a lot of immigrant energy, and you find that it's all, everywhere. And so it's one of the reasons why – it's one of the things that made us a healthy entrepreneurial society, is because we had so much immigration famously back in the early part of the 19th century.
So why team up with Graham Weston on this book, the latest book, The Unstoppables?
Because Graham is a natural-born, DNA-ridden entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur who is very, very wise man, and also had a platform because he had started a company from scratch that now – has 6,000 employees in countries all over the world, and he knows something about this. But what got me intrigued was I've been a branding consultant, and when I first came in to help him with a branding issue, I walked into Rackspace's headquarters in his big company, and I felt there was a buzz of energy and excitement. Everybody's running around with smiles on their faces. I'm not exaggerating. And I started to say, this place runs on something I've never seen before in a big company. It's like it runs on belief. It runs on love. People love being Rackers, and I got very interested in that. As Graham and I spent more time together, we were both interested in entrepreneurship and said, what the heck? Let's see if we can solve this problem.
So trying to increase the number of entrepreneurs, get more people out there to embrace the love, forget the fear,
right.
Go for it, move forth and conquer. Now, earlier today, you were at Geekdom.
Yes.
And that whole presentation was recorded. People can view it online. It's at nowcastsa.com. You can watch the entire presentation and learn more about how you can conquer your fears and go forth and become someone who can make things happen, a business, a nonprofit, or even take these lessons and learn them while working for someone else and take
them
forward.
That's right.
All right, Bill Schley, the name of the book is The Unstoppables, A Tapping Your Entrepreneur Power. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.